السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. America has its dirty hands in every conflict. Sudan is no different. Over the past decade, America has exposed itself as the mastermind behind some of the most heinous and violent conflicts across the world. From Russia and Ukraine, to India and Pakistan, to China and Taiwan, to Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen, Kenya, Mali, Cameroon, and this is just a few. However, none has exposed America more than its unabashed support and involvement in the genocide taking place in Gaza against the people of Palestine. Prior to the invasion, complete siege, and annihilation of Gaza, many people were not aware just how dirty the American government was, and how they are able to move the players like pawns on a chessboard. The lid was blown off this deception despite many decades of American propaganda that promoted the idea that they were involved only to promote democracy, removing dictators, enforcing international law, or protecting human rights, etc. With the onslaught of violence against the people of Palestine, it became so glaringly obvious that it is, in fact, America who provides weapons and financial support to warring factions and governments, sometimes to the both sides. It is America who throws international laws in the mud. It is America who maims, tortures, rapes, and kills. And it is America who, while claiming to be the upholders of justice, are in fact committing acts of violence against innocent civilians every day across the globe. They not only support the Zionist entity, but dictators, illegitimate rulers, militias, and factions in the four corners of the world. With this realization, we should understand that the violence and chaos happening in Sudan is no different in terms of who the international players are, and it is not happening in a vacuum. The Sudanese government has always been in the hands of the international power, starting with Britain, who orchestrated their quote-unquote independence in 1956. However, it would soon change hands to America following her rise as a world superpower. For many reasons, including Sudan's very valuable resources and strategic geopolitical location, Western nations are constantly trying to get their piece of the pie. Countries like Russia, China, Britain, and France try to gain footholds using their own proxies, like Britain with the UAE, or by using mercenaries like Russia via the Wagner Group, or using economic influence like China. However, no one has been able to beat the master of puppets, America, as their game of neocolonialism. America, on the other hand, uses various tactics to maintain its clutches over Sudan, such as supporting the various military factions there and engaging in various underhand maneuvers to prevent a civilian government from taking power in the country. America also uses its proxies like Saudi Arabia, UAE, Egypt, and Turkey as quote-unquote middle players, allowing them to have a role in the region as long as it stays within the boundaries of American policy. The Aniania movement in the south was the creation that was born out of the first civil war and produced the American government and Christian missionary-backed South Sudan Liberation Movement. America laid its groundwork for the eventual succession of South Sudan and her control through its backing of the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, alongside Omar al-Bashir's treacherous relationship with them and their involvement in spearheading the Naivasha Agreement. After seeing its plan of separating South Sudan, America set its eyes on the Darfur region, which had previously been used by Britain as a means to keep any remnants of control that it once had by stoking the wars there. However, as usual, America uses its influence, money, and threats to thwart any plans that interfere with its own. Today, America maintains her authority through the men on both sides fighting on the ground. Abd al-Fattah al-Burhan, the de facto ruler since the coup and head of the Sudanese armed forces, as well as Muhammad Hamdan Dagalo, aka Hamidati, general of the Rapid Defense Force. America controls the SAF via their proxy Saudi Arabia, who sends funds to the SAF and the RSF through their agent Hamidati. Though the ruler's allegiance is to Britain, the UAE has continued to support RSF and American agent Hamidity in hopes of gaining some influence over him and his followers if America's plan comes to fruition. And Sudan is once again divided. How shameful that both Burhan and Hamidity are fighting with the blood of the Sudanese people for no other reason than to serve America's interests in separating Darfur from Sudan, just as it did when it separated South Sudan. To the people of Sudan, I want to leave you with this call from the Emir of Hizb al-Tahrir, Sheikh Atta bin Khalil Abu al-Rashda. In his response dated the 23rd Dhul Qa'dah 1446 AH, corresponding to the 21st of May 2025 CE. Quote, O our people in Sudan, we call upon you to rectify the situation before regret sets in, for there is no time for regret. Take control of the two warring parties and support them firmly on the right path. Support Hizb al-Tahrir in establishing the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, for in it lies the glory of Islam and Muslims and the humiliation of kufr, disbelief and disbelievers, and the pleasure of Allah is greater. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. Surely, and this is a reminder for whoever has a mindful heart and lends an attentive ear. Surah Qaf, Ayah 37, end quote. For further detailed analysis on the situation in Sudan from the past to present, I urge you to take the time to read these articles as well as search the site for the numerous articles written by the Emir of Hizb al-Tahrir, as well as the spokesperson of Hizb al-Tahrir, Sudan. Hashtag Azmat al-Sudan. Hashtag Sudan Crisis. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Sarah Muhammad. America. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.